To order the July, calling to order the July 27th, 2021 meeting of the Orange County Senior Citizens Advisory Council Executive Board. This meeting is being recorded. And if we could ask Cynthia Thacker to please lead us in the pledge.
Okay, please stand, everybody. Put our hands over our hearts and let's begin to the greatest flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia. Okay, and now, for those of you who just joined on, I had said Elizabeth called me earlier and was having trouble with her computer updating. So she may be joining us a little bit late. So in her place, I will take roll. So Elaine Genoway, present. Jean Hernandez. John Pointer. John, are
present.
You? Okay.
Present.
Cynthia Thacker.
Present. I have to leave at 11:15, so I won't say goodbye. I'll just kind of wave and kick off, so okay. Not interrupt who's ever talking.
All right, thank you. Dave Tetzlaff.
Here.
Phil Mandeville.
Present.
Okay. So, and I see joining us as a guest is Evelyn Velez, Chair of the Senior Citizens Engagement Standing Committee.
Yes,
and also
hello.
With us, hi, Evelyn. And also with us is Erica Danzek, Director of the Orange County Office on Aging and Veterans Affairs. Okay, so that takes care of roll. If Jean or Elizabeth pop in, please let me know if I don't see them. Okay, and now it's time for public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. I don't see any members of the public available to or present to speak. Erica, do you know if there are any requests to speak?
No requests.
Okay, so public communications is now closed. And we are on item number 5 now on our agenda, Office on Aging Updates. Erica.
Great, thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. So Office on Aging, we are still, our number one priority now is to focus on reopening in-person services for all of our Title III contracted programs, as well as provide support to those that we might not necessarily have a contract with, but definitely a partnership because they provide services and programs for older adults. One of the initiatives that we're working on is the helping seniors to reemerge in a post-COVID world. So we've solicited the help of Charitable Ventures Orange County and put together a steering committee. Elaine and Meredith are representing SCAC on that steering committee and helping us to make some decisions about the resource toolkit. That is expected to start going live this week. We have quite a bit of content to post on the Office on Aging website. We have a dedicated COVID-19 page on that website, as well as an inbox that's monitored daily by Office on Aging staff for those to ask questions. And if we can't answer, we'll figure out the answer and then respond. And then as we start to see themes or FAQs, we'll post those as well. So if others that have similar questions can go to that same website and find the answers. We had a good meeting with our steering committee that is working on this project to review the categories of all of the content for the resource toolkit. And then we did identify some gaps. Charitable Ventures developed some scripts for staff and volunteers that are working at senior centers or older adult programs that may come in contact with seniors that are dealing with things like grief and loss. Either due to COVID or, just not having the coping skills really because of the impact of a year of isolation on their mental health. So we have reviewed some of the scripts. The steering committee provided some really good feedback on those scripts and expressed concerns that they may be used by non-clinical staff. So we really wanted to eliminate any sort of mental health assessment or diagnostics because these would be used by lay staff or volunteers. So we've gone back to the drawing board and not only revised the scripts based on the feedback from the steering committee, but I've also reached out to a couple of colleagues that are in the mental health field to see if they would review and sort of bless them with a county stamp of approval. So I have a colleague in the healthcare agency that oversees their older adult behavioral health program. She said, absolutely, I'll take a look at them, make sure that they're appropriate. And then the Council on Aging has a gerontologist slash psychologist on staff. And she has also agreed to take a look at the scripts and make sure that they're appropriately reflecting, you know, those that are don't have that clinical background to be able to use those. So all of that is in the works. Like I said, those will start to be posted this week. We also have a flyer that we're going to be asking SCAC and all of our community partners to help market the information that's now going to be available on the website. So we'll get that out as soon as that's approved as well. And then also on the reopening front, you know, things are changing very quickly. And if you're keeping on top of the headlines, you know that even mask mandates and things like that are now being reissued. The guidance is being reissued for those that are vaccinated. So we're keeping a close watch on what that means for our senior centers, what that means for the state guidance that we released last month regarding our congregate meal sites. But to be honest, our providers are now getting nervous because they have been, especially in South County, they've been gearing up to reinstate their congregate meal programs in all the senior centers by August 16th. And they're now canceling that and going to push that date out because they feel as though things are going to be changing and everything that they had in motion is now going to need to be updated and they need more time to really talk that through. So, you know, with these variants and breakthrough cases and people that are vaccinated coming into contact with those that aren't vaccinated and not everyone's using the honors system when it comes to mask wearing. And so it's getting a little scary out there. We're monitoring the Orange County case rates that have definitely gone up. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen these kind of numbers. So it almost feels like here we go again. So I think it's smart to just hit the pause button. August 16th is just around the corner. And if our folks aren't ready, then we don't want to pressure them. So I think that's it. I'll pause there. I have one more update on our master plan, but that was kind of a lot. So I just want to see if there's any reaction or questions.
Looks like John has his hand up.
Yeah.
John?
Erica, what is the projected date now? Is it September year or was it just in limbo right now?
It's just in limbo. Yeah, they haven't set a new target date just yet.
Just as a sidebar, we're watching at the state level as well. The legislature has not officially reopened the Capitol yet. And they are now delaying that as well. So for the very same reasons, Erica. So just an FYI.
Yeah, it seems to be the common theme right now is that we just need to push the pause button and kind of see where this is going. In North County, interestingly enough, they didn't have that hard date. The senior centers were sort of all over the place. And that's not to say that they haven't reopened on some level. Many of the senior centers have reopened. They're offering some programming, activity, what have you, so that they are marketing themselves as open. It's just the congregate lunch programs that haven't started happening. And, you know, there's been so many questions. And then as soon as you answer one question, they come back with 10 more. Well, what about this? And what about that? And you just can't anticipate every scenario that you could possibly encounter and be able to answer that before you just try. So we had a few senior centers that were willing to just kind of pilot a hybrid. So they'll keep their grab and go going for those that don't feel comfortable coming into the senior center for lunch, but then they'll also offer kind of on a reservation basis, those that want to do the indoor dining, come in and sit down. They were going to try and keep both going. That's going to be tough too, because with staff and volunteers dwindling, you're essentially keeping two programs running parallel at the same time. So it's not as easy as just saying, okay, this is the day we're going to draw the line in the sand and we're now going to be reopened. So I think we're going to have to stay flexible. We may have to shift. And if we have to go back into a tiered system, we're going to have to follow that guidance of that tier. So,
Erica, could you please clarify, is it the meal providers or is it the senior center that's determining the date?
It's both. They're coming to a mutual agreement because the meal providers don't want to interfere with any of the programming that the senior centers have going. Some of the larger dining areas are being used for activities so that they can social distance and accommodate more people, but be able to spread out. So they're trying to work out that schedule together. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions for Erica before she continues? John, your hand's still up.
Sorry.
That's okay. Just didn't want to miss you if you had another question.
Thank you.
So the last thing I just wanted to provide an update on is the master plan for aging. The state has finally gotten back to us and said that they're ready to host a workshop for Orange County on the local playbook that accompanied the master plan. And they gave us a few dates on the week of August 16th. So we would like to meet with them as soon as possible and confirm that August 16th works the best for us. We want to keep it small and keep it focused. So there's a couple of executive managers, one from SSA, one from OCCR, myself, and then someone from the CEO's office. We may sprinkle in a few other subject matter experts, just depending on availability, but we really want to keep it a small core group and an intimate meeting with the state. It's our opportunity to hear from them what their vision is for Orange County in terms of how we implement the master plan, but we would like for it to be a two-way conversation where we can share with them sort of the things that we feel Orange County is strong in, you know, where what we think we're doing well, and then also looking at the master plan where we think Orange County's challenges will be. So I'm excited that that's finally, you know, happening. We've gone back and forth with the state a few times. And they got us all excited and invited us. And then they said, oh, never mind. We haven't hired somebody to do those yet. So maybe end of July. And here we are, end of July. It hasn't happened. So finally, they did hire someone. And they are ready to commit and put those dates on the calendar. From there, we will be meeting with the board. Well, a couple of the county executive managers will be meeting with the board, probably starting with Supervisor Bartlett's office because she's been such a champion, to talk about how the meeting with the state went, what we think our next steps are, and then also to discuss the county's participation in a community event that I'm not sure if you guys have started to see some buzz about, but the Orange County Aging Services Collaborative and Patty Mouton have been organizing a Mastering the Master Plan for Aging event on November 5th. And that is really a town hall structure where they're inviting members of the community as well as elected officials to come together and talk about Orange County's plan for implementing California's master plan. I will be speaking. I've committed to be on the panel of speakers for that event, but we would like for the Board of Supervisors, you know, if they're invited, we want to be able to gauge their level of interest and participation so that the county can kind of co-sponsor and co-host that event with the community. So I think that's all we have for now. We are going to be working with the CEO's office to put together a solicitation for a consultant slash research team to do some community engagement work, some surveys and some focus groups to really understand what Orange County's older adult needs are, and maybe try and match those with the master plan for aging goals and strategies. So we've got really strong research departments in universities. UCLA and USC have been working with the state on their community engagement work. We've got Cal State Fullerton that has a very robust gerontology department. Also UCI has been very involved. So we're thinking that we'll have some strong interest once that solicitation goes out to get some good data.
And Erica, also Cal State Fullerton has their Center for Demographic Research that's pretty strong that could provide some information.
Right, exactly. And they, you know, there was such a report called The Conditions of Older Adults. I think it was done more than 10 years ago, I want to say. And there's been a lot of push to get an updated version of that. And I think that that's really where we need to be in terms of a good work product that we can say, okay, now we have an updated published document that gives some good community indicators for where Orange County demographics are. And then from there, we can start making decisions on where our priorities are.
Do you have any kind of timeline for this?
I believe that the Social Services Agency is the county department that's going to be taking the lead on it. Their contracts team is going to put together the scope and also fund it and provide the administration. I'm going to be a technical expert that provides direction. So I will definitely be part of the core team and be involved every step of the way. I just don't have to administer it, which is really nice. And SSA has deep pockets, so they can fund this type of work and it doesn't have to come out of our Office on Aging budget. I think around September is what they said. We've got a good rough draft of the scope already. So I believe that they'll start releasing that in September.
Thank you. You have anything else for us, Erica?
That's it.
Okay, and John has another question. John.
Erica, I have a report dated 2010. Growing Older in Orange County, a report on older adults. Is that the report you're referring to?
Yes. Oh. And I thought it was 2010, but I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah, good memory.
So it was more than 10 years ago. We are due. We are definitely due for an update.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I can't. There you go.
There it is. That's it. That's the report. We need a 2021 or 2022 version of that.
And then they disbanded the group to put this together, I think, Erica. So yep. Anyway.
Cynthia? You're muted. Cynthia, you're muted. You're still muted. There you go.
Sorry. It flashback. Well, there's Gene. This question is like from a senior liaison thing. You know, I've been thinking about doing another survey. So, Erica, would we like to maybe try to find out a little bit more information and Elaine, maybe we can help her if we can do another liaison with the seniors question, you know, survey. Can we do something? If you think you need any more help before that, that's what I was thinking. So that's all.
Just I think that's excellent. And I really appreciate that because we're going to need the boots on the ground to help get the surveys out, get focus groups together. The senior centers are going to be a huge part of that. So I will keep you guys updated. I'll use the exact board meetings to keep you guys updated. And when we're ready to start on those activities, I will definitely be taking you up on that.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you.
Hey, Elaine, I apologize. I've been on the whole time. Apparently, you couldn't see or hear me. No. So I finally got out. I think Erica must have sent another link to me because I used that one and I got in. So
okay, well,
sorry.
Glad you heard the conversation.
I did. I heard the whole conversation.
Okay, good.
Even though I was shouting at the screen.
Okay. Okay, John, your hand is up again.
Sorry, I'm tardy in lowering the hand. Sorry, Elaine.
Okay, like I said, I just don't want to miss you if you have something else to say. Okay, any other questions or comments for Erica? Well, thank you for that report, but that report shows you've got an awful lot on your plate. So you have a lot to do, and we appreciate the enthusiasm with which you do it and the professionalism with which you do it. So, but please let the executive board know how we can assist. And also, as Cynthia said, anything that we can do, you know, we have the liaisons to the senior centers for a purpose. So, you know, we can send out communication or questionnaires that way as well. Okay.
Thank
now
you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, on to agenda item number 6, new business. So we have an applicant for SCAC and also for his standing committee assignment. So this is Casey Hong. Legal name is Ambrose. He is a medical doctor, a family doctor specializing in gerontology, lives in Laguna Woods. And I've spoken to him a couple of times. He's really looking forward to coming on board and assisting with communicating with that Laguna Woods community, which I am, you know, I think is a big need that we have. We don't have any other members currently who live in Laguna Woods, and that's where one of our highest density older adult populations is in the county. So, he has applied to SCAC. I think he is would make a very good member. And so I'm looking for a motion to approve Casey Hong's.
I will.
Okay, moved by Cynthia Thacker to approve Casey Hong to as a SCAC member.
And I second it.
Seconded by Bill Mandeville. Okay, all in favor, please indicate aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Dave, did you have a question?
No, I was just going to second, but that's fine.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. Well, so Casey Hong is approved as a member of SCAC, and now we will approve his membership to the Wellbeing Reimagined Standing Committee. He has attended a meeting. So Dave, would you like to make that motion? Okay, I think those two fingers indicated he's making the motion, even though he's on mute. So
I second it.
Phil Mandeville seconded. So motion made by Dave Tetzlaff, seconded by Phil Mandeville to approve Casey Hong onto the Wellbeing Reimagined Standing Committee. All in favor, please indicate aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Carries. Okay. Thank you very much. We still do have some vacancies on SCAC. So if you have any quality members who would assist us in our mission to serve Orange County seniors, please let me know. I'll be happy to speak with them. I feel we could use another member from Laguna Woods. We also need some in North and Central County. So keep your eyes and ears open.
They have to be quality.
They have to be quality. They really do.
All right, that limits it.
Yeah, I know. I know the people you hang around with, Gene. Yeah. So.
Very true.
Yeah. So, and I do, you know, talk to them quite a bit about what their responsibilities are, what they're doing, so we want someone who's engaged with the senior community, or also family caregivers qualify as well, because we need their perspective. So if you have anyone, you know, give me a call, we'll talk about it, or maybe places that you may want to go out and do some recruiting. Okay, now on to old business. So this is, we've talked about this a few times at a few meetings, and this is our request to the Board of Supervisors, identifying the needs of Orange County seniors regarding the senior digital divide. And you all received the letter and the report that goes with the letter. So Dave Tetzlaff was chairing the technology committee, and they wrote up, and I think Carolyn Inman was their scribe, and they delivered a report to SCAC. And so then what we did was take that information in that report and just change the kind of pivot the perspective or the direction as to who we're speaking to, because in what you received in your agenda packet, we're speaking to the Board of Supervisors. We're not speaking to SCAC. So there is both a letter and a report that went with the letter, giving them some more information. So you should have all read that letter. So let's first see if there's any comments on the letter or any suggested edits or changes. So does anybody, okay, so Gene's good to go.
I move for approval.
Okay, Dave moves for approval. Is there a second? Seconded by Cynthia. Any discussion? All in favor of approving the letter?
Aye.
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 Okay, letter approved. Thank you. The next item is the report that goes with the letter titled Immediate Action Technology Request for Orange County Senior Citizens. Are there any questions or comments on the report? This report basically substantiates what we're asking for in the letter. We do it because I know sometimes with electeds, being one myself, sometimes you need the short version up front, which is the letter, so that we know where we're going.
Move for approval.
Seconded.
Moved by Dave Tetzlaff for approval, seconded by Phil Mandeville. Any discussion or questions on the report?
Nice job.
Thank you. Nice job.
Thank you. Okay. All in favor of approving the report to forward to the Board of Supervisors, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Carries. Thank you. And thank you all for reading it ahead of time. That really helps our meeting move along a little more efficiently. And it also gives you the opportunity that if you do have a question, you know, you've already thought about what you're going to ask. So. Okay, on to future meetings. I know we've discussed this, but I thought we should maybe actually formalize our answer in future meetings, virtual or in person, because there were some questions amongst some of our members, and we had discussed it, and just want to make sure we're all on board. We've all enjoyed the, I guess, the ease of the Zoom meetings, but then we miss out on the person-to-person contact. So I would suggest, and we've discussed this, that we keep the standing committee meetings going forward as Zoom meetings. And then all our members don't have to drive to Santa Ana different times during the month. And you can still, with the standing committee meetings are a smaller group and you still have that interaction. But then the monthly main SCAC meeting starting in November and then going forward, unless there's a change in COVID protocols, that those would be meeting in person. So once a month, everybody would get together and see each other. And then all the other meetings, our executive board meeting, our standing committee meetings, or any ad hoc committee meetings can be done via Zoom. So from our discussions, I understand that to be the consensus of the board. Cynthia.
I agree. I mean, we'll be more efficient this way. We don't need to travel for our executive. We can get more done. So I totally am on board with that.
Okay, good. Thank you. Any other comments on that? And Erica, that works with staff support.
Yes, it does, with the huge caveat of, you know, as COVID changes, we might get some updated information. So,
okay.
You're exactly right on that one, Erica.
Yeah. So, Phil, so for our main SCAC meetings, our monthly meetings, will still be Zoom for August, September, October. November will be in person. And again, that may be subject to change.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I have an inn at the venue, so we need to cancel. We can. And then, but then hopefully in January, if we'll go back to in person, but we need to be able to be nimble in that, just as we ask our senior centers to be nimble in response to COVID.
It's my understanding that in November, Erica is our special speaker, and then where are we going to meet? I thought that was already arranged. I was going to start in January.
Yeah, November is arranged. November is at Crown Valley Community Center in Laguna Niguel.
Thank you.
And then just a reminder, right after our meeting, we have our annual holiday luncheon.
Yes.
Okay, so any further discussion on that? Dave, you're muted. Dave, you're muted.
Should we start discussing with our community centers, senior centers, about hosting future events in 2022?
I think that may be a little premature right now. As Erica said, they're not sure now, even with the congregate meal programs, whether they're going to need to pull back that open date. So I think as we get a little further into fall, we can do that.
Okay.
But Dave, if you happen to know that you're involved with one of the senior centers and you'd like to host, why, let me know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing for the senior centers, when they're hosting, we need to make sure that they have a room large enough to accommodate, say, 60 people. We need to make sure that they have parking. Some senior centers don't have enough parking. And then also we alternate or we move around the county so they're not all south or north or central.
Yeah, I know Mission Viejo has normally done it, I think, in June or May. They've always done it in May.
Yeah, June, so, we're dark. We're dark June and December.
Right, yeah. So it would be in May, I think we've normally done it, but I'll check with the new senior director.
Thank you.
Okay, so you possibly have one done already, Phil.
Yeah, hot dog.
Teamwork, okay, very good. Okay, any other comments or questions on our meeting places or platform? Okay. Okay, chair comments. As some senior centers are starting to open, keep your eyes and ears open for any communication that needs to come back to us. And especially anything that you see or hear regarding either the seniors' readjustment or staff's welcoming them in, because that may be information Erica and myself can take to the steering committee that we're on that's creating this toolkit for the staffs. And then also we will be utilizing, as they get more open, we will be utilizing the senior center liaisons, and that information will go out through Cynthia. But appreciate all that you're doing. Keep up the good work. And like I said, we just need to be nimble and responsive. Okay, standing committee reports. Gene.
The meetings, the groups have been meeting. They're doing a really good job. Meredith is awesome. She had a really good program on cancer. Or was that? She's health and nutrition. Yeah, on cancer. A doctor who did an amazing job. It's kind of interesting, though. the gentleman who just wants to join our group now, the doctor that lives in Laguna Woods, or Laguna, is it Laguna Woods? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He called him to task on a couple of the scientific facts, but basically it was really good. Made it very clear that what cancer is and how it exists and how we feed it with our diet. And I'll tell you, folks, the whole bottom line is cells have a normal life that they die, but cancer cells don't. But they still need energy to exist like regular cells do. And they get their energy from the sugar that produces the energy for it. So if you want to end cancer, cut out your sugars and exercise, of course, everything else we do. But sugar is the real bad guy. And it's just heads up on that. And I did not get to the legal one. I was on another meeting, but let's see what else. And
housing, did they have a meeting?
Oh, housing had a meeting. Yes, we did. And that was a good meeting. Again, had a lot of discussion and dialogue there about our goals and how we're going to fit them in. And in fact, let me go back to the health and nutrition, because they did a really good job on their goals. And boy, they're on top of it. And we're going to have a subcommittee on the Blue Zone project, because that really spun into a whole lot of dialogue. Oh, and then lastly, let me just say that I was contacted by Phil Orland. I don't know if you had that contact, Elaine, but Phil is, what's that?
I mean, do I have the contact for Phil?
No, Orland? Did Phil contact you, Phil Orland?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah, he apparently he's got, he didn't really specify, but he's got some declining health issues. So his involvement will be much weaker than it has been in the past. He still wants to work with you, Phil, though. He's really all over that, and he's going to do his best to do that. But I didn't push, but apparently it's pretty significant, whatever it is he's got. So I don't know, Phil, did he talk to you about that at all?
Yeah. We'll just let him relax and fall back and let him do some phone work. But he is in trouble.
Yeah, that's exactly what I told him. So we're on the same page. Yeah, that's what I told him.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it is. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. I see Evelyn is...
oh, Evelyn, I'm sorry. Did I ignore you? Go, Evelyn, go for it.
That's all right. I just wanted to say that the committee on, oh my goodness, what are we called now?
Senior Citizens Engagement
Committee. Engagement Committee. We had a working session this past month, and we have at least a draft of what our revised mission and our goals and objectives are. It was just a working session that we had. And we will review and hopefully vote on our new mission and objectives at our next meeting. And we are hoping that we can get a speaker from Adult Protective Services, but that hasn't been confirmed yet for our next meeting. But if we do, that should be a great meeting.
Okay, thank you, Evelyn. Okay, I see Gene's on the phone, so I guess his report is done. So we will go on to Dave, Technology Ad Hoc Committee. Do you have anything for us? Your committee did an awesome job. You moved fast. You got, and you're muted, Dave. You're still muted. You're still muted. Okay.
No, I just want to thank the committee members, Meredith, Carolyn, Crystal and Tony, for helping me out on being able to put together a good report, I think. And we hope that we can continue to follow this through on a successful outcome.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it was an excellent report. Lots of information and data to substantiate our request to the Board of Supervisors, which is
important. And it is a moving target, just like with everything else I think we're dealing with right now.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And I just sent, Erica, did you receive that article I sent you regarding the libraries are receiving some more hotspots? So
I did. Thank you very much. I think a few different people sent that to me.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good. So. Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry, Elaine. Yes, I was done.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that, Gene.
Well, OCPA had an issue.
Okay, we are on now to item number 9, presentation schedule. Phil.
Everything is fine.
Okay, Phil, when you fill out the presentation schedule, can you please be a little more descriptive on the topic?
Absolutely. So
when Erica gives it to her staff to do the flyers, we can generate some interest.
Absolutely.
Embellish, Phil. Come on.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. And of course, afterwards, I gave it all, but it might have been too late.
Okay.
You got it all. You got the short
version. Yeah, but I don't know where it is in the pipeline, if Erica's staff is done with it or if they're going to edit what they already did. And we know that their workload is tremendous. So her and I will confer on that.
I'll start doing better. I'm just
doing a great job. But we just
after a year, you know.
See, we know that if you've arranged the speaker, it's going to be a great speaker. But these flyers go out to the public, so to get them to come, they don't know your reputation.
You're so kind.
That's probably a good thing, though.
Yeah.
Easy. And by the way, Gene, I owe you one slamming me in charge of that board or that committee. I owe you one for that.
I wondered if you were going to bring that up, but thank you, Phil. You know, you want a job done, go to a good man, and there you are. What can I say?
Okay, guys, let's move on to item number 10, senior center liaisons. Cynthia.
Well, I'm going to be really excited to help Erica, and I think the reason is that when Elaine put that survey together last time, I was really excited about how well we interacted and got information and reestablished our goals. And so I do have another, so that was one of the reasons I brought that up, Erica, is because we really do need to communicate better. And if we had these surveys and stuff like that, I think it's really important. But one thing I also like to mention is that, Elaine, maybe the areas that, like my area, if we reach out to the senior centers for people that might be interested, the managers. I'm going to do that with La Palma and Buena Park, reach out to them and see if they have any people that might be interested in SAC. And who else would be the other one I can contact to help?
Okay, well, why don't you and I go over the list? We do need to redo the list because there are several members, newer members who had not been assigned to a senior center yet. And we held off on that during COVID because it was kind of difficult to explain to them. And then I knew that we would be approving Casey Hong, and I wanted to wait till he got on before.
We didn't have
to keep redoing the list. So why don't you and I talk in the next couple of days?
Okay. I'll reach out to you by email on scheduling.
Very good.
Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your enthusiasm and looking for ways that we can communicate with senior centers, because that's so important. And it's two-way communication. And welcome, Elizabeth. We're so glad to see you. Glad you finally got your computer updated and you're muted.
I had to go to Apple support. It would go to the end and then it would start all over again. I thought this is impossible. Anyway.
Well, we're glad you made it. So
am I. Okay. Should I do the roll?
Well, I already took roll. I'll confer with you on that later. Basically, everybody's here.
That's what I thought. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we also have Evelyn Velez as a guest.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we are on to item number 11. So see, you got on the meeting just in time for members in good standing. Are there any members that we need to be concerned about regarding their attendance?
Standing. It's the same two, Sherry Geyer and Jim Levy.
Okay.
Nothing, absolutely. No matter how many times I send, and nothing.
Okay, and how's their attendance?
It's okay.
Their attendance is okay.
I can go to, let me get this thing right here, SCAC Maine. Levy. Jim Levy has had three absences and three present. So it's 50-50.
And that is on the main meeting?
That's at the main meeting, right. Uh-huh. So that is not good. Sherry Geyer has only had one absence.
Mm-hmm. And I know Jim has had some health issues lately.
Right, but at a meeting that John Pointer had just this past week, Jim Levy was there and he looked fine. But you're right, he has had some health issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, I'll speak with Erica regarding those letters that go out after three.
Hey, Elaine, can I take my time back one more time on housing and transportation?
I don't know, guys, should we let him?
Well, we had a really good presentation on a senior housing project that was going to develop, that was going to go into Anaheim Hills. And they were pleading for us to get involved as individuals through Anaheim's council meeting that was meeting that Tuesday night, the following Tuesday night. They met and it was defeated, and it's a real shame. It was a, I don't know if you heard that, Elizabeth, it was a 4-3 vote, and the tie-breaking vote was the councilman that's his district. And I know him real well, and the only reason he voted no, he said, yeah, it's a good project. However, not one of my constituents is for it, and I'm up for re-election. So there's politics at its finest. He said, I couldn't do that. I said, yeah, you could have, but you know, that's the difference between being a civic leader or a civic advocate. Advocate listens to people and does their bidding. Civic leader listens to the people and then does the right thing. And this was the right thing. It was a beautiful project. There's already an existing church footprint there that has not been, it's been vacant for like 10 years. So, I mean, it was already zoned. It was good to go. And they did an amazing job to fit it in there, but they just had their next boat, and those neighbors did not want that senior citizen or the senior of housing going in there, which is so ridiculous.
And you know, the funny thing is that they could get something really worse. So I
hate, of course,
you don't want to get something worse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to wish that, but you know, it was just.
I told him that, and he knew it. He says, "You're right." I said, "Something's going to go in there. It's not going to be vague. Those people are going to lose their quote view and their quiet time. It's just, don't even get me going."
Yeah, I know.
It was a bad, bad vote.
Is there an opportunity for this to come back to that council?
I don't think so. That neighborhood's not, and they were there in force. They mobilized. It was like 500 people. Nobody wanted it. Well, they just didn't understand it. It was a lack of education.
Yeah, because where are they going to live when they need senior living? Okay.
Anyway, thank you.
I'm disappointed to hear that.
Oh, it's very, very sad.
Disappointed. Very.
Okay. Announcements. We're already down to number 12.
I know. Well, I just made mine.
You are so efficient. Okay. Any announcements? Okay, soon, and I'll check with Erica on where we stand with the invitation flyer, but soon that will be going out. Depending on how quickly Cynthia and I can redo the senior center liaisons, we may do that first and then send the flyer out, because we've got, 3 weeks before our next meeting. So, okay. Just before I adjourn, Jean, if you could be by your phone, I'm going to call you right after, because you and I still need to get our calendars together regarding our meeting date with Supervisor Foley.
Got it.
Okay. Oh, one thing about the calendar. It shows that in November, is it? Laval Brewer is going to give the inspiration, but he no longer is a member.
Okay, so Phil will take care of that.
I'll take it because I missed my other one when I was in Texas. So.
Oh, nice. See, Phil, you already got that fixed. No,
but Cynthia is the one ahead. She's doing it the month before.
One ahead.
She's already on there.
Just okay, sorry, before. I hadn't looked at it. I'm sorry.
Well, which one do you want to do? Or maybe, or you and Phil confer on that. One is closer to Veterans Day. So if you have something in your heart for Veterans Day, or maybe a veteran wants to do the one for Veterans Day.
Yeah, I think that's a better idea.
Okay. So we'll leave that to you and Phil to work out and update the presentation schedule before then, and then let Jenna know so it gets on the agenda, so I know who to call on. So thanks for bringing that to our attention, Elizabeth. Okay, anything else? I'm amazed we did it in under an hour.
That's good, because I got another meeting real quick, but I'll wait for your call. So yes, jump
on it.
I'm
going to call you. You don't go anywhere, Gene.
All right, I'm here.
Okay, so with that, we are adjourned, and I look forward to seeing all of you at our standing committee meetings, our SCAC meeting, and then our executive board meeting in August. So everybody have a
great
good
job.
Day, and thank you for what you're doing. Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.